Hello there, and thanks for joining me today in the podcast, The Psychology Report, Online Healthcare Services. That's the topic today. What's been your experience in accessing medical services, psychological services, psychiatric services, medication services online? Now, I'm not talking about when you go online and look up a particular drug and then you get a kind of a printout or you get a readout on the medication. We've been doing that for years and years and years. That's been available always. Every time you get a prescription, you get all this information about the drug. That's always been available. The only difference is now they're putting it online. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. What I'm talking about is contact, voice-to-voice contact online. If you have a question, can you call a medical provider, a medical service provider, care provider of some form, and get the information you need and move on with your life? Well, that's available now. And I'm wondering what your experience has been in this particular area of medical care, particularly those of you who have chronic medical problems and illnesses, taking many different kind of medications, having complications, side effects. I mean, that's what this online medical care is all about. It's a service to people who have these ongoing questions and ongoing debates within themselves as to what is the nature of what they're doing, or what is better, or what's the better medication, or what's the one that I should be using, or what should I say to my doctor, or what should I bring up so the time is productive, or how can I make my medical care more effective, and what do I do if I have a problem, I get nervous and anxious about it and don't know what to do, who do I call? Doctor won't answer, doctor won't return the call for a day or two or three. I mean, how do I handle that? Well, online nursing services is usually your alternative. I don't know what your experience has been. Well, let's take a look at this issue, okay? Now, today, you have a whole variety of services outside of the physician's office that you can take advantage of, usually at a cost savings. For instance, if you are taking an injectable medication, why go to the doctor's office and have an injection? He's going to charge you for an office visit plus the cost of the medication. So he does well, and you have a major cost. So what's been now set up is that many of these injectable medications can be obtained at the pharmacy that you visit. And you may want to check that. If you have an injectable medication, maybe your pharmacy can do the injection. Or if not, maybe a different pharmacy in your community and just change over to the other pharmacy where there is a nurse available who will give the injection on schedule. And that can be worked out in the same way you go to a pharmacy and pick up a medication, take it home and take a pill. You can go there and get your injections. So that's kind of a new development, and you want to check it out. If you are taking any form of injective medication, can you have it delivered by the pharmacy at a much less cost than it would cost by going to the doctor's office? That's one thing. Another thing is available for those of you who are in therapy, in psychotherapy with somebody, and you travel, and you want a therapy session while you're traveling, or out of town, or on some kind of a business visit, or you just want to have therapy by telephone or by Skype because you're homebound for some reason. Either you have claustrophobia, or you have some type of medical or disability that would require you to stay home and cannot get out and go to an office. Time scheduling might be another kind of a problem. Well, many insurance companies now allow for therapy by Skype. Some will do it by telephone. The therapist that you have has to be qualified and has to have equipment and arrangements to make sure that there's a secure line and that you have confidentiality when you talk to the therapist on the telephone or by Skype. That means that nobody's listening in, or that conversation does not become available to somebody else. So your therapist has to make that kind of an arrangement. And if he or she does, then you have access to a therapist by telephone or by Skype, particularly if you were in a foreign country where there is not a therapist nearby and you need therapy. You can make arrangements through your insurance company to have therapy by Skype. And that's now available pretty broadly. Can't say every insurance company will cover it, but many, many will, which means they will help pay for it, and all you have is your copay, which is like having an office visit. So that's another possibility. There are psychiatrists who are doing medication management by Skype. If you're in a nursing home, for instance, they may bring in a monitor and you may talk to a psychiatrist who's in Florida or a psychiatrist that's in San Diego. And there are several psychiatrists that are in different states that provide this kind of service to nursing home patients. And that, but the problem here is that they only will see you or only talk to you once every 3 months. So if they give you a medication, you take it for 3 months and then they come back and see how you're doing. Well, if you had side effects, you had problems with it, they're not available for consultation. Then you have to go back to your nurse, you have to go back to your own personal doctor or whatever to have it managed. So there's some limitation when it comes to talking to a psychiatrist for medication purposes by Skype. But it is cheaper, it is available, and certainly in areas where there is no psychiatrist to offer the medication, that's one way to have it done, is to have it through Skype. And you check with your insurance company to see if that's available and if they have contact, or they will make arrangements, you know, for you. I mean, they're your insurance company, and if they don't have it, ask them to make arrangements for you because of your particular situation and need, and ask them to make that, because there are these services now available, and your insurance company knows where they are and who they are and can access them, but you may have to push them, you know, to do so. They may not just offer that ordinarily, you say. Now, I have to kind of remember this. The psychiatry does not do therapy. Psychiatry does medication, and they manage medication. They prescribe and manage medication. That's what psychiatry is all about, whether you see them in your office or you see them by Skype or by telephone or whatever. Psychiatry has limited itself to medication, prescription, and medication management. But therapy is done by other counselors, other therapists, psychologists primarily. And then to some degree, if you have a marriage problem, a marriage and family counselor. And if you have some kind of social skill development, perhaps by social workers. Okay, that's kind of some of the range that's happening. But I tell you what about these care lines that you can access through your insurance carrier? That is, you can call up a nurse and ask a question and get some kind of an answer. We call those kind of care counseling programs of your insurance carrier. Nurse by phone, or, you know, it's called different kind of things. But that's becoming increasingly available now to you, particularly if you have a chronic condition. Again, a chronic condition that requires medication management, a lot of manipulations, a lot of questions you have, a lot of variations, a lot of different ways that you can do things, and you need somebody to talk to, and you can't get a hold of your own doctor or your own physicians, nurses, to give you those kind of answers. Sometimes they don't want to do that, and they're not qualified to do that. So where do you go? Well, go to your insurance company and ask for their care counseling program, the care counseling line that they have available for you, and access that. I'd be interested in your experience. Now, you have to kind of remember that when an insurance company sets up a care counseling program on the internet, that is, you can call in and talk to somebody, you can do it by Skyping, or you can just ask your question and then they will type back an answer, back and forth like you do an email, back and forth an answer. Insurance companies do that for one reason, to provide a service for you, that's true. But the reason is to do that at less cost to them. Every time you go to the doctor, it costs the insurance company some money because they got to pay the doctor something, okay? And they cover your costs. But if they can get around that by you going to one of these care counseling nurses and ask a question and get your answer, it costs them much less. It's just the time of that particular nurse on the phone at a much less cost. So they save money. Every time you use a care counseling program on the internet, your insurance company saves a bundle of money. So that's why they do that. They want to provide a service for you. That's true. But they want to do it in a manner that saves them money so that they actually come out better at the end of the year For every dollar that they spend in providing you information, they save $9. And that averages out to about $300 a year per insurance member. Okay? So if an insurance company has 100,000 lives, members, and they save $300 per member, that's a bundle of money that they save when you access their nurse on the care counseling telephone line or online internet or by Skype. So it's a win-win. You get information that you need, they save money in providing that information. So that's why it's a win-win situation, and there is an advantage to it because you can get your information now. You don't need to wait for the return call that will come 2 or 3 days from now. You see? Sometimes it's a matter of you just want to ask a very simple question. Can I take additional medication because today I have more pain? Or can I take a different medication with this? Can I take medication A and medication B at the same time? Or should I take one in the morning or one at night? How do you get that information? Well, that's hard to read about that. So you call your doctor's office, and you may get an answer, or you may not get an answer, or you may get an answer in 3 or 4 days. Or you can call an online service and get an answer today. Now, here's the issue. When you call a care counseling line and you get a nurse, they're going to give you information. They're going to provide information, but you need to understand that it's limited. A nurse can't treat independently. She can't give you treatment. They can give you information. They give you advice, they give you suggestions, but they're going to be very cautious. They're generally going to end up by saying, well, you need to check with your doctor, or you may need to go to the emergency room, or you may need to go to make an appointment with your doctor and discuss that. They're going to give you a little symptomatic help to get you through the day, but they're going to be very, very cautious and still make reference to you going to a doctor or emergency room if they have any doubt at all. So they're going to take the cautious route, but they're going to try to provide you some informed information about the issue that you're calling about and help you understand the diagnosis that you have, the condition that you live with, and help you have some confidence in the program that you are on, the medication program or the treatment program that you are on, and maybe they can explain that a little bit to you or provide you some additional questions that you may want to discuss with your physician to get the information that you need. But essentially, they want to help you manage your chronic illness, the chronic diagnosis that you live with, to manage it more effectively with less discomfort and at a cost savings basis, okay? Ultimately, they want to avoid you going to an emergency room. That's what they want to do. Keep out of an emergency room. Don't go. That's their message. It's costly. It's costly to you. It's costly to the insurance company. The hospital and the doctor makes the money. They make out with it, so they'd be glad for you to come. But it costs you not only in your dollars, but it costs you in your time. You're going to sit in an emergency room for 8 hours or 10 hours, you know, whatever it might be. So, I mean, you want to spend your time like that? Why don't you first call one of your nursing care lines and see if you can get the answer that you need, and maybe avoid going to the emergency room. Now, they want you to avoid. That's their motive. But there may be good reasons for you not to have to go to an emergency room. There may be good reasons for you not to have to go to your doctor for a visit. There may be good reasons for you not to have to call the doctor. They may be able to help you. So it's your first line of defense, if you want to think of it that way. Okay? Become more educated in your own self-care about your own disease, your own illness, your own diagnosis, whatever it is. Be more self-aware so that you can handle yourself symptomatically. Get your symptoms down so they aren't so distressing or painful or disrupting in your life. I mean, that's what this thing is all about. And so that's why this service is, you know, provided, to give you self-care information and try to deal with issues like injuries and so on, which are not urgent. And maybe you can handle it just on your own. It's kind of like going to grandma and getting medical advice. She'll have all kinds of medical advice for you. She's lived it for 80, 90 years. She knows what you do under certain conditions. Why not go to Grandma? She's cheaper. But if you can't, if you don't have Grandma, then these online nursing services of your insurance carrier is your next line of defense. So if you think of it this way, go to Grandma first. You know, then go to the nursing online service. You know, then call your doctor's office. You know, then go to the doctor's visit if you can. The next one is then go to the emergency room if you have to. Don't go to the emergency room if you don't need to. They don't need you there. They have enough people. It's costly. It's time consuming. Everybody loses except for the hospital itself and the doctor. So you have to kind of remember that. That's what you're feeding. You're feeding your money to the hospital and to the doctor, but not to anybody else. So it costs the insurance company. And then ultimately costs you, because the more that they are charged for services, that is an insurance company, the more they have to pay out, the more the premiums will go up the next year. And we've seen premiums go up 20% in a year, 30% in a year. Why? Because those insurance companies had to pay out more than they anticipated, more than they expected. So the next year they raise their premiums 20%, 30% to make up for the losses that they had the previous year. That's how that all works. Your policies are not set by government. Your amount of money that you pay per your premium per year is not set by government. It's set by the insurance company on the basis of how much they pay out per year. If they pay out more than they anticipated, more than they expected, more than they planned, then they increase their premiums the next year and make up for those losses. And they do that every year, so the premiums go up almost every single year. And they have. Obamacare has gone up enormously for people. Huge increases. Because they were promised that services would be delivered and it would be much less costly. Well, it turned out to be far more costly than anybody ever thought. Well, the insurance companies knew that. And Obama tried to pull the wool over their eyes, but now you're paying for it, you know, as an individual, because you have to now have higher premiums because last year's costs were greater than they anticipated. And maybe you were part of that. Maybe you went to your doctor many, many more times than you needed to. Maybe you went to the emergency room maybe many, many more times than you needed to. That drove up the insurance costs. Now it's driving up your insurance policy per year, your annual premium amount. That's how it works. So online nursing services can be helpful, but they're only symptomatic. They'll always take the cautious answer. And if they're not sure, they're going to send you to the doctor. They're going to send you to the emergency room anyway. But they do save the company that they work for a lot of bucks. So it's a good service for the insurance company, and it's a good service, you know, for you as a patient when you have questions. One other thing. A lot of these insurance companies have an online auditory library, which means they have tapes. If you have diabetes, you can dial in and hit the button diabetes, and you can listen to a lecture on diabetes for 15, 20 minutes and get information about diabetes. If you have multiple sclerosis, yes, you can dial in and learn about multiple sclerosis. So they have this health library. Many of them have a health library. Many of them have a website that you can go to and read different diseases and disorders and different medications and so on. So there's websites that you can go and read. This podcast, the Psychology Report, we have a whole year library available. All kinds of topics related to the psychology of daily living. And this is only one of them today. But there are many, many podcasts that you can access. There's a whole year's worth. So you go to my podcast, and then you go to the archives. And in the archives, you will find a couple hundred different topics. And then within 15 minutes, you've been educated on that particular topic. So I recommend you go to it, okay? And then lastly, don't forget my books. You go to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. My book, if you're a parent, you have a parenting issue, go get the book, Doctor Teach Me to Parent. A great book. published by Author House Publication out of Indiana. But you know, it's a great book, and it's written for parents who have kids with normal kid problems, as well as some major problems. So help yourself to the book and use it as a manual. It's not Dr. Spock, but it's similar. It gives you specific things to do under given situations with your kids. So, website, booksbyhedberg.com. Hey, thanks for joining me in today's podcast, and I look forward to having you join me tomorrow. Okay, bye for now.